Chris Wolick, head coach for the DeSoto Dragons, joins us here. Coach, that headset is a little wonky, so you might want to hold on to it with your left hand. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
But yeah, tough loss for you guys. I know going down in the hole early 8-0, not easy for you, but as you said in pregame, you guys fear no one, and you always make a valiant effort, and you did so. Cut the lead down to 8-4 there in the middle innings. Fest is just pulling away from you late, but I know you're going to be proud of the effort today.
Absolutely. Can't say enough about our kids. You know, I tip my hat to Festus. You know, they capitalized, and, you know, Amoy came in at the end of the first inning, and I said, you know, hey, you're just getting too much of the plate. We got to hit our spots better. And, you know, I tip my hat to our kids. They battled, you know, they didn't get down. You know, they fought hard, and, you know, I mean, we put multiple runners on in every base, in every inning. You know, I mean, we put multiple runners on in every inning, and, you know, a couple more timely hits, and, you know, we're right there. But, you know, again, tip my hat to Jeff and the Festus Tigers. Great program, great team. You know, a lot of respect for them. Love playing against them. Love competing against them. But I wouldn't trade my kids for anything. You know, I love the kids that I have, and I love their attitude. I love their energy and the passion and desire that they have. And it was very obvious.
Coach Matty Young for you, a senior that you put in the 9 spot. So you trust her to obviously help you flip the order and give yourself a greater advantage offensively in that fashion. She comes through with 4 singles, including 3 runs driven in. Talk about her performance at the plate.
You know, Maddie, you know, the 9 spot in my lineup is probably, to me, the first part of my lineup that I think about. I put the most thought probably into that. And, you know, to me, once you get to that spot, you know, I want to have somebody who's going to set the table for the top of the order. And she does, you know, she does a great job. You know, over the weekend in Sullivan, you know, she had, you know, multiple hits in all the games we played. And, you know, I'm not the least bit surprised. You know, we came up in the last inning there, you know, or the 6th inning. And, you know, I told her, I said, hey, just go up there and have a good approach, look for a good pitch. And she, that's exactly what she does, you know. And she's a very coachable kid, wonderful kid. She's one of my seniors. And, you know, those kids, I love those kids. They continue to battle, and they're doing a great job, you know, leaving a legacy for my underclassmen.
Coach, you say you love competing against the Festus Tigers, and I know you can spot good talent when there is some. And defensively, a couple of nice plays for the Tigers, especially there in the bottom of the 7th inning. How about that line drive catch there by Anna Armin, the right fielder?
Absolutely. You know, she, great job. You know, in fact, I don't know if she heard me. I don't know if they heard me. But, you know, something that I, you know, take a lot of pride in is applauding a good effort, you know. And I told her, you know, from the dugout, you know, great catch, kid. Great catch out there and right. You know, there's nothing better than seeing, you know, any kid, who, no matter who it is, you know, make a great play. And you know, she was so excited, and the energy and passion that was there. You know, nothing better than that, you know. And, you know, then that, and that last, you know, the second baseman, you know, tip my hat to their coaches, moving the second baseman to Trista, and she stayed on the outside pitch and hit it right to the girl. And, you know, she made a good play on that tough, you know, on that tough pitch.
Great learning experience, Coach Wolick, for your girls facing all this tough competition early on. Festus, obviously no joke. That, again, we talked about it pregame and yesterday. Their offense has the potential of putting up a lot of runs. They did so tonight. 8-run first inning. But for you, I'm sure the key thing at this point in the season, as you move your way throughout it, is to see them battle every single night. And today we got that. I mean, it would be easy for a team to fold down 8-0 and say, oh, man, we have no chance. And then you wind up seeing a 15-0 score at the end of 4. But that was not what we saw today.
That's no way. You know, our kids, you know, like I said, they just don't know how to quit. You know, it's resilience. You know, we preach resilience. We preach, you know, perseverance and toughness and just, you know, understanding that, you know, come out here and have pride in who we are, have pride in what we do, have pride in the system, have pride in the program. We speak about family and family. You know, family to me is an important word. You know, it's very important, and the kids know how important it is to me. And, you know, we're a family. We take care of one another. We look out for one another. And tremendous, you know, like I said, tremendous effort by our kids.
All right, Coach, we'll get you out on this. Who's next for you? And who's next for you, and what about them?
Sure. We play Seckman here tomorrow, and that'll be a battle. You know, they're always a good ball club. you know, again, tremendous amount of respect for the for them and their athletes and the time that they put in. So we're here. We're actually home all week. We've got here tomorrow, and then we play St. Vincent here on Thursday. So, looking forward to the challenge, and, you know, Sekman will be a good challenge for us, and we'll come back tomorrow, and I know our kids will be ready to play ball.
All right, Coach, go enjoy some of the cooler evening, and thanks again for the time, as always.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for the time and effort that you put into our kids and giving them a little coverage. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Chris Wallach, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons.